Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And today we have Sherry Wilt in with us from the Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing super. You guys have been nothing short of busy, and that is for sure.
We have. Usually summer's a little slower, but it has not been, it's not slowed down at all. So.
And you got an even busier August coming up, too.
Yes. Yeah, August, September is when things really, regular programming gets kicked off, but we've already kind of started, like, for instance, with our Chamber U, which is just trainings for small, that doesn't have to be small businesses, but they're free, and usually it's our smaller businesses, mm-hmm. kind of who it's aimed for. Last month we did Social Media 101. This month we'll be doing, I think it's August 9th, where is it? August 10th. we'll be doing one on marketing on a budget. We, like I said, we've kicked off with several of our series. Women in Business will kick off in September. Mm-hmm. Our forum series will kick off in August. And we're starting the year with Greg Garland, who's the CEO with Phillips 66. And that is always, in fact, it's filling up real quick. Mm-hmm. That is always a very popular one. He does a wonderful job, spends a lot of time with our audience. Mm-hmm. He's very easy to understand. He doesn't go into, you know, when you work at Conoco or Phillips, sometimes you get their lingo and you're like, well, I'm not in that industry. I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. But he's very, very good about talking on just the everyday layman who doesn't work in the oil and gas industry. Mm-hmm. So you understand what he's saying. And he also will take questions from the audience. So that is August 17th. It's going to be held at lunch hour, 11:30 to 1. And that one is held at City Church. They love using their huge screen because a lot of times he has slides and it's so nice to be able to really see. A lot of times he has a video. So that will be held at City Church on August the 17th. And, you know, people wonder why we bring that in. It's just, it's important. A lot of people want to know what's going on with our two major employers. Mm-hmm. And whether we like it or not, what happens there does affect our community and trickles down. And so it's just a good opportunity to squelch rumors, to confirm things, to hear what's going on with one of our major employers, because it does affect all of us, whether we work there or not. So
I was granted an interview with him last year, and I'll tell you, he doesn't ditch questions.
No, he does not.
He answers them right directly, and I like that. It's refreshing, you know. So.
He is just a super nice, genuinely mm-hmm. nice man with ties to Bartlesville, and so we really appreciate how mm-hmm. both Phillips and, because the next month will be Ryan Lance from ConocoPhillips, yeah. their CEO, he comes in. So we really appreciate the time. I mean, I know their schedules are absolutely crazy. They book mm-hmm. these about 8 months out, so mm-hmm. we do appreciate the time they give us, so. Anyhow, like I said, that's August 17th. That's always mm-hmm. a very popular event, and it's you can just register online at bartlesville.com. It's right front and center on mm-hmm. our website. But that's a good event. So
it's a great event. It always is. All your events are great.
Well, thank you.
I tell you what, they go off without a hitch. That's for sure.
Yes, they. Well, knock on wood, they'll continue so far. I mean, yeah, I've got a great staff that makes it look really easy, and
they work so hard, but yet, you know, they make it look easy.
They really make it look easy, but there is a lot of details. People, if you've never done an event, don't realize all the details,
the
little things you don't think about that go into it. And one is, you've got to know your count. You've got to know who's attending. And so it's real important that people RSVP and not just show up, which really our folks don't do that. Mm-hmm. It's rare that somebody just walks in and thinks they can attend mm-hmm. because we've got to give a count to caterer. We have to set up, you know, just it's planning.
It's all
but
planning.
Sometimes people just don't realize the importance of just, hey, let us know you're planning to attend.
Well,
so, but like I said, our people are really good about that.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
We also are kicking off. We kind of took a summer break, not by design, but just it was kind of a nice break. Our Business After Hours series, which is August.
A delightful event.
Yeah, it's fun. And that's a really popular event. It's free for our members again. And it is, it's called Business After Hours, and it's just basically an opportunity for our members to get together and just network, meet each other. It's a great way to make contacts. And this one will be held, they're always the first Thursday, or usually they're the first Thursday, unless there's like a holiday mm-hmm. hit right there. But the first Thursday of most months, we do have our entire fall up through December booked. Mm-hmm. And this one is going to be held at Westland Christian School in their gymnasium. So you go in through the Nowata side, mm-hmm. the doors that face Nowata kind of that way.
Mm-hmm.
But from 4 to about 5:30, it's come and go. It's not like you're late if you don't get there right at 4. You don't have to stay till 5:30. Uh-huh. It's just a come and go and very relaxed, informal event. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like speed networking, except it's a lot bigger. Speed networking is purposed, you know, sitting across from people. And we just had that last week, and that is such a fun event. They were there, and because they wanted to be, it starts at 4. They were there till about 5:30. I mean,
fun.
It's supposed to go. They were. They were just laughing and cutting up and carrying on. And, you know, Kim's kind of wanting to go home. And, you know, but they have made contacts. They just feel like they knew the room when they were done. It sounds as always a fun event. But we do those quarterly. Once again, those are free for our members as well. But people walk away with great contacts and new, you know, business network. And so those are both fun events. But Business After Hours is monthly. Speed Networking is quarterly. Speed Networking is a lot smaller event by design. So.
And a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. What else is coming up? Leadership Bartlesville is getting ready to kick off. That our welcome reception for the new class 32. I can't believe it's been going on that long, is August 16th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hosted. We appreciate Crystal Sarah with Room at the Top, the Johnson Sarah building. Beautiful, beautiful building. Love that. Right above Hideaway Pizza. So we're excited to be having that there. Let's see, what else? Oh, gosh, our legislative golf tournament. Excuse
can't
me.
Can't forget that.
Yeah, I can't forget that. That is also coming up at the end of the month, August 26th. That will be happening, and it is our 32nd, kind of like Leadership Bartlesville, 31. This is our 32nd mm-hmm. annual legislative golf tournament. Mm-hmm. The point of that is we bring legislators, state officials from around the state to come in, first of all, expose them to Bartlesville, get them in our, you know, part of the country, and play with some of our chamber members. Now, some of our chamber members put together their own team. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, they'll meet them at lunch or whatever, but they just want to play with their own team. That's fine. Or you can register solo or with someone else. You know, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And then we pair you or try to pair you with a legislator or a representative, something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good event. It's a lot of fun. We have whole sponsors. It's just it's a fun tournament. Mm-hmm. And just have some great sponsors for that. So anyhow, that is August 26th. If anyone is interested in playing, it's at Adams Golf Course. It's $125 per player or $500 for a team. So, and we do still have a few hole sponsors if anyone is interested in setting up on a hole. And it just gives you a great opportunity to meet the players as they come through. Mm-hmm. So usually they do some sort of fun game or have a drink or food or something that they can interact with the players just for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, lots happening at the chamber. So.
Yeah, well, it's always something, and it's always something good, too. Now, I understand the chamber is also kind of working with a few other things in the community, too. School's got a big thing coming up as well.
They do. Our board meeting was this past Tuesday, just a few mm-hmm. days ago, and we voted unanimously to endorse the upcoming bond issue. Mm-hmm. Very, very important for communities to have strong schools. We do have strong schools, but we need to continue to make sure they stay that way. We want to be competitive with other communities. And unfortunately, sometimes people, you know, you just drive by and that's your only impression of a school. And our schools have come such a long way in improving the attractiveness of a, what I call drive-by, you know, look. If you go online and look at our scores, that kind of thing, we hands down have, you know, our extracurriculars, how well we perform and compete, that kind of thing. But sometimes, like I said, sometimes people just, all they do is go by and that's their impression. So it's important that we continue to maintain what we have. This kind of shocked me. I guess the years just fly by, but our newest school is now 36 years old.
Wow, we.
Yeah, and then we have another school that's 104 years. So it's not like we just go out and just build new, you know, tear down what we have, you know, to build new. We have done a lot to bring up these facilities, older facilities, to better serve students, be more constructed better, or not constructed better, but just to serve the students better, mm-hmm. the way they were laid out and that kind of thing, and just to improve the overall appearance. And it, like I said, it's just important. We want to attract young families here mm-hmm. to live here. And that's part of it, especially with young families. The schools are huge. And, you know, you get a family to live here, that is a huge economic impact. People always think economic impact is sales tax collections, which it is. They think of a new industry moving in, which is, you know, a needle in a haystack trying to actually get a company to pick up and move, although it's getting easier with the way the climate is in some areas. We're very, very attractive. But, you know, a lot of other communities are very, very attractive, too. So it's important that we do have good, strong, attractive, well-maintained public schools. And our board realized that. And so, yes, we did endorse it and encourage people to get out and vote on August the 10th and hopefully support it. So,
indeed. I will say this full-throatedly. When we were looking to move to Bartlesville, mm-hmm. there were other areas we could have easily, you know, called home. But we saw the schools and we said, pick us. We're staying here. This good. Is good. So it was a really
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting. We have people every day come into the chamber, or maybe not every day, but two, three, four times a week that are looking for information. They're looking to move here. I spent about 30 minutes the other day with a couple from Colorado Springs. Now, they were they're retired, but they were a young retiree. I was kind of jealous. But they were looking to leave that environment. And the more I talked about our community and all the different things and the different aspects, they were like, oh, yeah. And they were meeting with a realtor the next day and we have so much to offer from our community. We're very, very unique. I think we take it for granted sometimes. Just all the different, the arts, the culture, just all the activities that happen. It's not just a small, you know, oaky town with nothing going on. You know, I mean,
has everything going on with none of the stuff you don't want.
Exactly. You know, we're not a perfect community by any means, but there are people that work on the things that aren't perfect. And, you know, there's always goals that we want to move forward and be, you know, that's our goal is to try to eradicate some of the things that maybe don't make our community the best it can be. So I love Bartlesville and it's a great place to live, and it's fun to see people come in that are looking to move. We just need some houses. So.
Yes. Yes, we do. One last thing. It's hotter than blue blazes out there.
Oh, my gosh. I hear it's getting colder next week.
I hope so, but not quite cold enough for Christmas in the Ville.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, my gosh.
I know. No sooner than you get everything put away, it's time to start.
It is. Yes, and we are talking about that. It's it's. I can't believe it's almost August. So, yeah, we'll be in full gear here pretty quick. So.
Before we take off for the day, I know you got to get rolling here, but kudos for the chamber for taking care of things and helping people out through the COVID. We've got a little flap that may or may not affect this year coming up in the future, but we've crossed this bridge before.
We have.
And if we have to cross it again, you guys are more than prepared.
We did learn a lot, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So, and we spent a lot of time get information out to our businesses, and so yeah, we're a little more prepared this go around. So.
Here's hoping we don't have to go
exactly.
Around.
No, I am talking positive over it. No,
Sherry, Will, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you all.
Maybe this.